Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, March 29th. Aircraft maker Boeing has been hacked.
The lead engineer for Boeing Commercial Airplane Production put out an alert calling for all hands on deck. The Seattle Times reporting the alarm went out as the company was hit by WannaCry ransomware. But company executives say they did a thorough assessment and found damage done by the ransomware was minimal and limited to just a few machines. But it could have been worse. WannaCry is the same kind of hack attack the city of Atlanta went through earlier this week. And last spring, WannaCry crashed thousands of computers across the world. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump's tough stance on tariffs with China has many Americans worried the Chinese will retaliate. Kansas 1st District Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall tells KNSS News he thinks Trump's on the right track.
You know, first of all, I would say this. The president has the same goals that we have. He wants more American jobs. He wants a stronger NAFTA agreement that helps America. And he wants other countries to live up to these agreements as well.
The Marshall wants to help renegotiate the NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. On Monday, police dispatchers received a call about a car crash on State Route 1 just south of Juan Creek in California. There were five people dead. Bodies were identified, but there is evidence that there were eight people in the car.
And when I say the entire family, we have every indication to believe that all six children were in there. However, only three bodies have been recovered.
That's Sheriff Tom Allman of Northern Mendocino County. The other three family members are still missing. Former Wichita police officer Dexter Betts has been charged with felony aggravated battery. Court documents state that he unlawfully and recklessly caused bodily harm to another person. Late last year, officers were called to a northwest Wichita home responding to the report of a suicidal person. Officers say the family dog charged at an officer. Betts fired his gun at the dog, missing the dog, but the bullet ricocheted and hit a 9-year-old girl in her forehead, just above her eye. A court summons ordered Betts to appear in court next month. KSN News spoke with attorney Charles O'Hara, who says an aggravated battery charge against Betts is appropriate.
Obviously, in these cases, there's always a concern, I think there's all over the nation, that when people are police officers, they may be treated differently than us, the general public, would be in the same instance.
O'Hara also stated he thinks the public should be able to see the police video connected to this incident. Betts' attorney says his actions that day were consistent with the police department's standards. After the U.S. expelled diplomats, Russia is blaming Britain for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in England.
Russia raising the prospect that British intelligence services may be behind the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. More than two dozen countries have expelled Russian diplomats over the attack in England, which Britain says involved a Soviet-designed nerve agent. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry saying it wants to see proof British spies didn't carry out the attack, and saying until such proof emerges, Russia will consider the incident a politically motivated attempt on the lives of Russian citizens. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Bill Cosby's attorneys are in court again today. It's a pre-trial hearing in the sex assault case against the comedian.
The legal team for Bill Cosby doesn't want jurors to hear about a January 2005 phone call in which his accuser, Andrea Constand, says she first told her mom that he had drugged and molested her about a year earlier. They argue that it's hearsay and shouldn't be a part of his upcoming retrial. Both Constand and her mother testified about the call at the first trial. Jury selection is set to start on Monday. Cosby, who is 80, has pleaded not guilty. His first trial ended in a hung jury. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The weather forecast. Cast here on this Thursday morning. Meteorologist Dan Holliday standing by. Dan?
Well, good morning. Spring may be officially here, but it certainly doesn't feel like it yet, and it won't at all by tonight. Some mist or light drizzle possible behind a front with cloud cover here early on. Sunny this afternoon and breezy with a high 56. Tonight's low 34. Sunny on Friday with a high 64, but yet more colder air moves in for Easter Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, it is cloudy, 44 degrees, 91% humidity. We have a wind out of the north gusting up to 24 miles per hour. KNSS news time is 7:37. North Korea and the Chinese holding a meeting. What is that about? Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen this morning from London. And does that cause the world community any concern when North Korea and the Chinese meet, or is this good news, Simon?
Well, I mean, it certainly attracts a lot of attention, let's put it that way. And this was a visit that was shrouded in secrecy. The rumor mill went into overdrive on Monday when an unusual-looking train was spotted rumbling into Beijing. It looked to be armored and heavy and slow and very similar to a train used by Kim Jong-un's father and predecessor as North Korean leader Kim Jong-il when he visited China. Now, for a couple of days, China said it had nothing to announce, no news about what was going on. And then once Kim Jong-un had left and was safely back across the border into North Korea, both countries confirmed that, yes, indeed, Kim Jong-un had taken the train to China and met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And this is, as far as we're aware, the first time Kim has left North Korea since he came to power more than 6 years ago. Now, it's not known particularly what they discussed, but Chinese state media said a couple of, I think, notable things in its account of the meeting. First, that Kim reiterated his pledge to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, i.e. getting rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. And second, China says Kim said North Korea is willing to talk with the United States and hold a summit between the countries. And I think we can assume that that is the proposed and much trailed potential meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
Of course, over the years, we've kind of learned to take some of North Korea's actions with a grain of salt, but it seems like in recent weeks and months, this is a little more erstwhile than it has been in many years.
Well, I mean, the fact that this visit took place at all, you know, after 6 years of isolation and not leaving the country is notable. And it was, there's lots of photos and video have been released of it, and there's lots of smiling and handshakes, and they look very cozy. And that is, in itself is notable because China has become increasingly frustrated with North Korea in the last year or two. These provocative missile tests and all the antagonism with the United States, that's not what the Chinese wants to see. They don't want to see the Kim regime collapse, and they don't want to see the U.S. launching military action against North Korea. So this meeting was perhaps an opportunity to paper over a few cracks that have been exposed. And also for China, it's an opportunity to remind the other players in this crisis, the United States and South Korea notably, that China is still a big part of this and still has a primary role to play. But yeah, I mean, you talk about the grain of salt. I don't think we can dispense with the grain of salt just yet, because even in the Chinese account of what happened, you know, there is this pledge, we want to denuclearize, et cetera, but there is a huge catch attached. In the Chinese account, it says it is dependent on the United States and South Korea showing goodwill. And that is a gigantic diplomatic off-ramp for Kim Jong-un, because it means, if you want to be really pessimistic and cynical about this, it means that you could say that he can promise whatever he wants in these meetings coming up, gets all the handshakes, all the attention, all the photo calls, and then he can turn around and say, well, actually, your goodwill isn't there.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen with us. How are things in London today, Simon?
Oh, you know, peachy. All is well. This is a big day for Britain because it's 365 days, well, also known as 1 year, until the day of Brexit, when Britain leaves the European Union. So the Prime Minister is rattling about the country, selling her government's performance so far on how she thinks Brexit negotiations are doing. But if you remember that referendum, which is nearly 2 years ago now that Britain voted to leave the EU, the clock really is starting to tick, I think, now with the final year of negotiations getting underway.
Do you have spring weather yet, or is it still winter still hanging on?
On and off, on and off. It was great when I got to work this morning. I look out the window now and it's pouring with rain.
Oh, okay. It's kind of the same way here, too. Simon, thanks for joining us. We appreciate
thanks
it. It's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London with us this morning here on Steve and Ted on KNSS, filling us in on some world events. Thank you, Simon. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A longtime radio personality is calling it quits. And what's up with the beer foam? We'll have those stories next on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.